Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is the one-year Bible reading for September 17th. Galatians chapter 3, verses 10 through 22. But those who depend on the law to make them right with God are under His curse, for the Scriptures say, "Cursed is everyone who does not observe and obey all the commands that are written in God's book of the law." So it is clear that no one can be made right with God by trying to keep the law. For the Scriptures say, "It is through faith that a righteous person has life." This way of faith is far different from the way of the law, which says it is through obeying the law that a person has life. But Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. When He was hung on the cross, He took upon Himself the curse of our wrongdoing. For it is written in the Scriptures, "Cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree." Through Christ Jesus, God has blessed the Gentiles with the same blessing He promised to Abraham, so that we who are believers might receive the promised Holy Spirit through faith. Dear brothers and sisters, here's an example from everyday life. Just as no one can set aside or amend an irrevocable agreement, so it is in this case. God gave the promises to Abraham and his child. And notice that the Scripture doesn't say to his children, as if it meant many descendants. Rather, it says, to his child. And that, of course, means Christ. This is what I am trying to say. The agreement God made with Abraham could not be canceled 430 years later when God gave the law to Moses. God would be breaking His promise. For if the inheritance could be received by keeping the law, then it would be not the result of accepting God's promise. But God graciously gave it to Abraham as a promise. Why, then, was the law given? It was given alongside the promise to show people their sins. But the law was designed to last only until the coming of the child who was promised. God gave His law through angels to Moses, who was the mediator between God and the people. Now, a mediator is helpful if more than one party must reach an agreement. But God, who is one, did not use a mediator when He gave His promise to Abraham. Is there a conflict then between God's law and God's promises? Absolutely not. If the law could give us new life, we could be made right with God by obeying it. But the Scriptures declare that we are all prisoners of sin, so we receive God's promise of freedom only by believing in Christ Jesus. Psalm 61, 1 through 8, for the choir director, a psalm of David to be accompanied by stringed instruments. O God, listen to my cry, hear my prayer. From the ends of the earth I cry to You for help when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the towering rock of safety, for You are my safe refuge, a fortress where my enemies cannot reach me. Let me live forever in Your sanctuary, safe beneath the shelter of Your wings. For You have heard my vows, O God. You have given me an inheritance reserved for those who fear Your name. Add many years to the life of the king. May his years span the generations. May he reign under God's protection forever. May Your unfailing love and faithfulness watch over him. Then I will sing praises to Your name forever as I fulfill my vows each day. Proverbs 23:17 and 18. Don't envy sinners, but always continue to fear the Lord. You will be rewarded for this. Your hope will not be disappointed. And that is the reading for September 17th. And let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come into Your presence today, we're so thankful, Lord, for Your precious word, that word that gives us life. And Lord, as we have read today, that it's not in keeping the law that brings us salvation. It's not in works of righteousness that brings us salvation. It's accepting the shed blood of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ to cover our sins, to make us right with You. And Lord, as we accept that wonderful new birth that comes through You, I pray, Lord, that our new life might be a shining example of what it means to have a transformed being. Guide us and direct us now. Be with those who listen to the words of Scripture day by day. Let their hearts and their lives be filled with meaning and purpose. And we pray it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.